Right, folks, this is a BVM Podcast Presents. I have been told I should do my newspaper reviews and put them on a podcast so people can listen to them while they're driving, jogging, ironing, or doing whatever they're doing at the time. So what I've done, I've been and bought the Daily Star. Yes, the Daily Star. It's just easier. It doesn't offend people from what side of the political fence you're sitting on. And me and June are going to go through it and just give you our opinions of what we think of what's happening in the news. We don't mean to offend or anything like that. We just like to see things and to give it our way. Tell people what we think. You either agree, you don't. There's no need for us to fall out over anything. The whole world has different opinions. But this is more of a light-hearted, humorous look at what is happening in the world. So grab yourself a coffee, a tea, a drink. Sit back and listen to me and June talk about what's happening in the Daily Star. Right, folks, good morning. It is 10 to 11. It is October the 11th. It is time for June to have a cup of tea. That is what you can hear in the background, a kettle bubbling away. I am back once again with a newspaper review. I use the Star because it is pretty fucking neutral. Mind you, one day I ought to buy them all, haven't you, June, and just go through the fucking lot and rip the shit out of all of them.
Yeah, because none of them can tell the truth, can they?
None of them can tell the truth. They're all a bunch of lying bastards to try and brainwash the public into just walking along like fucking zombies. We seem to have this knack of actually believing the press, believing the government, and believing what we're told. Well, I'm not telling you anything today. Me and June are just giving our opinion. Our opinion, eh, Junie, baby?
Yes, absolutely.
So what it is, Monday the 11th of October, I already said that, and the headline is Snowmageddon.
Oh,
right, now, I am now 53. Okay, and you always read the newspapers of this time of year. We just hit into autumn, or we just hit the end of winter, and it's basically we're
end
gonna have
winter.
Eh?
End of winter. Do you mean end of summer?
No.
Oh.
The end of winter. That's why I said the end of winter. What I was going to say was, June, before you so rudely interrupt me, I'm going to have to put you over my knee and smack your bum. At the end of winter or the end of summer, this kind of time of the year, either side of the newspapers come out with this bullshit of we're going to have snow by, hold on, let me go to page 7. We're going to have snow by the end of October, or it's going to be a heat wave, and they do it every fucking year. We're going to be snowed out for Christmas, aren't we?
And we never are.
We never fucking are. We never are.
They only told me we had snow for Christmas. They didn't predict it.
Yeah. We never get snow for Christmas nowadays. Poor old Bing Crosby, he's dreaming of a white Christmas. Never fucking happens, does it?
I don't think it ever did anyway. I think it's a bit of a...
I can remember in the 70s when we used to go to my grandma's in Coalville.
I can remember probably one or two white Christmases.
Because I had a chopper.
Did you?
Yes.
I had a chopper as well.
Well, you fucking would do.
A yellow one.
Yes. Is that it?
Yeah.
No. Oh. Where were your gears? Between your legs?
Yeah.
Oh, lovely. So Britain faces an early winter as the weather system, which keeps cold air trapped at the North Pole, collapses. Forecasters reckon a minus 10 Celsius Snowvember, playing with words, clever fuckers, isn't there? Is on the cards, with Arctic air set to spill south from the start of November for a frozen bonfire night.
Oh, good.
Whoopty fucking woo. That means everybody...
Well, this all ties in with the fuel shortage, doesn't it? And the heating bills.
Yes.
They're trying to fry.
I was actually getting towards that. I was going to say that...
We're trying to terrify us again.
What we're going
to
do is we're all going to stockpile gas. We're going to... Turn the gas on the oven and the hob, right? And we're going to get some kind of balloon and we're going to store gas.
Hello. Well, they're just trying to terrify us again.
Yeah, we've had this in the past where they've said, no, fuel shortages, gas shortages, prices are going up. And it's all just basically to scare you all, folks, to go like fucking Macaulay Culkin. When Macaulay
Culkin?
Macaulay Culkin. when he used to be approached by Michael. Not again, Michael! Allegedly. So that's what it is. It's this will send a chill down your spine. Weather forecasters predict a minus 10 freeze just as our gas bills are about to rocket. It's all fucking clickbait. Just listen to me and the June Junior. Don't fucking believe them. It's bullshit, right? It's bullshit. What will happen is Russia will cut off the gas supply. The French won't let us have any electric and we're all going to die that way.
Yeah.
We'll all have fires. But we're not allowed to have fires because all those fucking climate change lot won't let us have a fire. We can't burn anything. But if you're in China, you can burn what you fucking like. So, there you go. Government health chiefs plan to give everyone an annual single shot of a Vaseline thing to combat both flu and COVID. We've had it, ain't we?
Yeah.
Don't need it. Don't need another shot. Don't need another shot and another shot and another shot. The only shots I like are fucking whiskey. Hey.
Yeah.
JFK, he didn't like shots either, did he? Especially to the fucking head. Old Jackie.
His brains are on my hands.
Well, why didn't they have seatbelts on? He could have been fucking killed.
Yeah, it could have been.
It could have been. Right, moving on. Tyson Fury should be knighted after climbing off the canvas to beat Deontay Wilder in one of the best fights
he
ever.
He should be knighted for beating the shit out of somebody.
He's beaten twice though.
I don't care. You don't get a bloody knighthood for beating the shit out of somebody.
Well, you do if you're the best one in the world at it.
No.
Yeah, you do.
No.
Well, hold on. What is it, Sir Richard Branson? He's got one for selling fucking records, making shit trains and shit planes that he sold to America.
I didn't say he... Shut up.
While he lives on an island.
I didn't say he should have one either.
No, but what I'm saying is, Tyson is more deserving of a knighthood than that little fucking Ewok.
Noel Edmonds look alike.
Yeah. Who else has got a knighthood that shouldn't really have one?
Sir Jimmy.
Yeah, Jimmy Savile, there's another one.
He took off him, didn't he, then?
Well, he were dead anyway in the end, weren't he? So it doesn't really fucking matter. Jimmy's like up there now going, guys and gals. What, Jimmy, what are you doing up there now? Well, Woody would be up there. Where would Jimmy be? Because he did a lot of work for charity. Well, you would like to think he's down below.
I always worry about people who do that much for charity.
Yeah, I do. When you do it's that like, much for charity, it's like I've got smokes and mirrors.
It's like diversion tactics,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, people love me.
Look over here.
Yeah. Yeah, it's... yeah.
You've only got to look at the Catholic Church.
Yeah, you have. Ain't you? Look at all that coming out again. There's something else happened, isn't there? Oh, I don't know. When you've got such a massive screen in front of you to deflect what's happening, a bit like the government, when you start to say things and do other things, it's like this 888 thing for women in distress, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's the good of that? I mean, this is all coming about because Sarah Everard, God bless her, was arrested by a police officer. What is the point of 888? When you're in handcuffs.
Well, that's it. You shouldn't have to be suspicious of a policeman.
You shouldn't.
A policeman arrests you, you assume you've done something wrong.
Well, she had, in her eyes, because she were out, because Boris had fucking locked everywhere down and said anybody who's out is getting arrested. He gave the fucking copper the perfect alibi to do exactly what he fucking wanted.
Yeah. Yeah, of course he did.
So,
of course he did. And to be quite honest, I struggle to switch my bloody phone on.
Oh, fucking hell.
I'm not going to say to him, just hang on a minute, let me type the password in.
Yeah, password, 1111. I'll remember that. Or shall I have it as 22222? Yeah, we'll do that one. For fuck's sake.
It's just madness, isn't it? So how are you going to manage to dial 888 when you've been...
And then you get through to the bookmakers.
Yeah.
And it's fucking ridiculous. But all it is once again, it's virtual...
Virtue.
Virtue signalling.
Yeah.
Because the government are fucking up all the time. They're fucking up.
Let's
seem to be doing something. While in theory, we're doing absolutely fuck all. If we started to lock people up for a good length of time, Colin Pitchfork, he's out. What's all that about? We can't leave him in prison because it's against the... Fuck his human rights. He hasn't got any human rights. He's a dirty rapist, murdering paedophile who should have been hung up by the fucking closest lamppost by his bollocks so we could all throw tomatoes at him.
Well, let's be honest. If you get somebody who wants to do harm like the Yorkshire Ripper, you're not going to have time to dial 888 when somebody's clobbering you in the back of the head.
They say it's if I'm fucking being followed, isn't it? And the other thing about this is it's making out that every man is a fucking rapist or some kind of sexual predator or murderer.
It's giving the wrong...
It's making people scared of men.
Yeah.
When men are there are supposed to protect... I mean, if I saw somebody being attacked in the street, I would like to think I would try to do something about it, even if it's just 999 or 888... Yeah. Or fucking something.
Any decent human being would step in.
Of course you fucking would.
But it means nothing.
Anyway,
Tyson
Fury, I'd do it.
We already got 999 anyway.
Well, we have, yeah. But apparently 888 is something special.
Is it? Well, nobody will answer the bleeding phone because they never do for anything else.
No, they won't. No.
They're all off.
So,
COVID.
I would give Tyson Fury a knighthood. June wouldn't. Alison Hammond, she's travelling the country looking at £10 million houses she can't afford. Well, we do that, don't we?
Yeah.
I think everybody has to have a little dream, don't they? They have to have a little...
Something to aim for.
Yeah. Oh, I like Alison Hammond. She fucking cracks me. She's mad, though, isn't she?
I don't think she's in the right job doing what she's doing.
No, I don't.
But I like her.
Yeah.
I think she's... A genuine nice person.
I think Alison Hammond would be good on a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Just fucking about.
Yeah.
If she could get a good team behind her to just.
Yeah.
I think
she's in the right place, but I think she's a good, nice.
I like Alison.
Person.
She does make me fucking laugh. Alison, if you do happen to hear this, would you like to come on my BVM Presents podcast? Sorry.
Yeah, wrong with Chris.
Yeah. Right. Moving on, let's just have a look. There's nothing there. Right, now then, this is really what I wanted to talk about. That fucking prick. Boris. He's all blurred up. He won't focus. Do you know why he won't focus? Because he's a fucking idiot. Boris Johnson has been slammed for swanning off on his jollies amid the fuel crisis as hoarders strip shops shelves bare. Right, I agree. Everybody's entitled to a fucking holiday, right?
Well, they've just had umpteen bleeding weeks off, ain't they?
June must have her hand up my arse, moving my lips.
Why didn't he have his holiday when he were off in the summer?
He didn't have his fucking holiday while he were in summer.
Well, he don't need a bloody another one then,
did he go camping in fucking France, Paris or somewhere? Not Paris, Scotland or somewhere.
Well, talk about levelling up, he wants to start at home.
Well, he's just done this magnificent speech at the Tory party conference that apparently everybody was, ooh, yeah, let's go, Boris.
No, I didn't listen to it.
But from what I've read, it just sounded like a load of shit. He never actually talked about problems. He was just talking about how he was going to sort everything out. Well, he can't even comb his fucking hair. He can't even dress himself. And he's just a complete twat. The PM was reportedly with pregnant wife Carrie, 33, and 17-month-old son Wilfred in Tory peer Zach Goldsmith's £25,000 a week villa near Marbella.
That's what I say. How is that levelling up? Start at home, Boris.
Yeah, start at home. Go down to fucking Dawlish, right? Get your surfboard, rent a surfboard, and, you know, oh, you don't need to go down that area, have you? Because you just had all your fucking mates over from the G7 conference wearing fucking masks, and then the next minute is pictures of you all fucking kissing and hugging and slapping each other on the back without a mask. You fucking two-faced hypocritical wanker. I fucking hate them all. He decided to swan off on his jollies and it could not be acceptable. He's got to get back here in this country and start fucking sorting stuff out. It shows you pictures of empty shelves. Fuck knows. I went
Tesco's, I've been wherever, and there's a lot on the shelves around here. It's just fucking, it's just more scaremongering by these. Here, look, there's another bit here. Look, shoppers will find their weekly baskets getting lighter this year, this winter. Excuse me. Although Boris will fork out at a bit of a bogey then. Something fell out my nose.
Oof.
It happens, doesn't it? It happens. As food manufacturers face rising oil, flour, wage and energy costs, crisps giant Walkers has dropped two bags from its 24-bag multi-pack.
Well, it's not a 24-bag
multi-pack. It ain't now. It's a 22 classic. They've changed that. It's great value, apparently, it says on it. Well, you know what you do. You don't buy Walkers, you buy fucking Co-op Own, or you buy the fucking... They're all potatoes, fried in fucking
Gary
oil.
Not yours, Gary Lineker.
Yeah. Not yours, Gary Lineker, you fucking idiot. I've got a bit about Gary Lineker in a minute. The company owns Smiths. Oh, they own Smiths as well. Purcell cut 75 grams from its £5 wash. Tesco's locked 30p off cheese from its 70p.
See, we've been through this in the 70s.
Yeah, see, we've been through it. I can remember my mother and father arguing because times were hard in the 70s with the fucking fuel shortage and the it was just another complete fuck up in the 70s. I can remember my mum and dad arguing as such about where's the money going, and my mum saying it's the cost of living.
Yeah.
And my dad's like, well, how much is this and how much is that? And my dad, right, it was a chipper, hammer, saw, drill, screw, right? He couldn't comprehend, because that's how men are or were in the 70s, weren't it? You know, my dad went out to earn the wage, he'd come home, dinner on the table, my mum were watching Crossroads. Down, 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 down. Now, Crossroads, there's something you lot don't remember. Because back in the 70s, not both parents went out to work.
I just want to
get the thumb and bend the fucker back and then shove it up the fucking nose. You condescending twats. People will be saying BVM's angry today.
No,
BVM's normal. This is fucking normal BVM. And yeah. And my dad couldn't understand where all the money were going. And it was just a fucking nightmare, weren't it, in the 70s?
Yeah, I mean, but nowadays it's different. I mean, you do the weekly shop for us, don't you?
Well, yeah, I mean,
we don't actually do a
weekly shop. We don't do a weekly shop. We just buy what we need at the time, don't we?
Yeah. Because we decide what we're having that day.
Yeah.
We haven't got the ingredients in, we just pop out and get enough for that.
Yeah, well, we've got pork, haven't we? We had pork yesterday for dinner, and then we've got more pork left over.
Mm.
So hopefully we'll be getting a good pork in later.
We'll
warm it up. Tiny baby fries it up, don't you? Slices it thin. That's quite nice, isn't it?
Yeah,
mind you, I also do that thing with the cranberry sauce, don't I? Mm. And the what's the other bit I use? The sweet and sour. Oh, fuck knows. I've actually cooked it in sausages.
Yeah, we'll do something with it. Have it just warmed up in gravy.
Yeah. So Boris has fucked off on his holidays. Why everybody else? The country's got its fucking arse out, and this twat decides to go off in a 25 grand a week villa near Marbella, thanks to Zach Goldsmith.
But he needs a holiday.
He needs a holiday.
He can't read a room, can he?
No. He can't read a fucking book. Dick and Dora. What's the books now that people read, kids read?
Peter and Jamie.
I'm sure we had Dick and Dora.
No, that was your Grandma and Grandad.
No, that was Sid.
Yeah, but you had a Grandad Dick, didn't you?
Well, my Grandad Dick lived with Gert.
Well, whatever. It's Peter and Jane.
Fucking wife swapping back in them days.
It was Peter and Jane and Pat the Dog.
Pat the Dog. We're now moving on, and Met Police will take no further action to alleged sex crimes by Prince Andrew and Jeffrey Epstein. The forces said, we're just going to sweep this under the carpet and not bother, really. Ain't there?
Do you know what? I've not really took a lot of interest in it, to be quite honest, because we all knew what the outcome would be anyway.
Yeah. The Grand Old Duke of York, 61, he had 10,000 men. Not as many women. I like Fergie, you know. His wife, the ginger one.
Yeah.
I like Fergie.
Yeah.
She seemed like a good time girl, didn't she? Liked having her toes sucked, apparently. I think. Was that her?
Yeah.
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 I've never sucked your toes, have I?
No.
I'm not a fan of toes and stuff like that.
Feet should be in socks.
Yeah.
even if you're wearing flip flops.
Although we don't wear socks in bed, folks, don't go. Yeah, so basically that's being dropped. Met Commissioner Clarissa Dick, there's a reason why she's called Dick, said the force would not monitor any developments and all that kind of stuff. The thing is, this girl, right, I don't understand. I don't understand that if she, apparently she was a sex slave and stuff. Was Andrew the only one? Or alleged only one? Was he?
I really don't know. I've not followed it at all. But apparently she was 17, wasn't she? Which is under the age of consent.
Yeah, but the thing is, if she's
was
obviously...
Was she in London, though?
I don't know. But even would if it, she was in London and you're a sex it, slave, you're...
But would you know that? Because in this country, it's 16, isn't it?
Yeah.
So if she's over here visiting, and I'm not 100% sure, because like I said, I've not followed it. If she was over here visiting... And he had sex with her. Would he just assume that she was an age of consent?
Don't know. But Andrew vehemently denies all allegations. So I'll just get that bit into.
Well, yeah. I mean, I've not followed it at all, so I've not got an opinion on it.
No, I ain't really got one on it, to be fair. It flew an helicopter in the Falklands.
Yeah.
That's it.
Not got an opinion.
Not got an opinion. Right, my camera's doing well. I'm lasting to 20 minutes at the moment. I think it goes to about 23. Right, we're moving on. Now, BBC bosses have been told to maintain blood sugar levels to avoid becoming unconsciously racist.
What?
Well, apparently the BBC special trainers say work must accept they are capable of micro incivilities, which can have a huge impact on others. So if your blood sugar drops, you automatically turn into Adolf Hitler. You turn into the National Front. You turn into some raving fucking racist.
Do you know what? I just want to be left alone, don't you? Just butt out of my life. I don't stick my nose in yours. You stay out of mine.
But what they're going to do is they're going to use this as an excuse. It's...
an excuse for everything.
Well, the thing is, there was an incident at a football ground once where some fucking dickhead abused some black players. He's just going to turn around and say, I didn't have a fucking Mars bar before the game, did I? My blood sugar's dropped low. I've turned into a raving fucking racist.
Yeah.
Who the fuck has come up with that? The fucking blood sugar?
Somebody who's overpaid, no doubt.
Yeah, somebody with a blood sugar says that. When you're recruiting, ensure blood sugar levels don't become low. Low energies, tiredness and low blood sugar increases our... reliance on assumption of basis.
So what they're going to do now then, instead of cigarette breaks, they're going to have Mars bar breaks.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I like Mars bars. Video examples of racist and sexualist behaviour include an Asian man being called all kinds of names. It also says here, the BBC is running the programme despite the government's equalities office finding no evidence of this working in the workplace. It also says
another load of shit then.
Yeah, it also says that you shouldn't be we shouldn't be organising trips out for drinks if you can't make it. If people can't make it. So you know when the lads at work on the shift went out for their fucking weekend job,
or
whatever, and I couldn't make it, then they should have to cancel it because I might feel left out.
Is that for real?
Yeah.
Oh my.
Look, the scheme also tells supervisors not to organise team drinks unless they know everyone can attend in case some feel left out.
What if you just don't want to go?
Well, exactly.
What about if you don't want to go, right, and you make an excuse and say, I can't make it?
You can't go. It's cancelled it. You've spoilt it for everyone.
Yeah.
Which will create more problems in the fucking office because Gladys can't go, so none of us can go. Gladys is a fucking bitch, and she'll get picked on. Whinging Gladys will get picked on.
So you've got people saying, I don't want to go.
You've got people who can't afford it.
Oh, you've got people... Yeah, so... people say that, don't they, to get out of something.
Yeah.
So they don't look like a spoil sport or a...
Yeah.
Miserable sod.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now people have got to say, oh, I can't afford it, or...
Yeah. You've got to make
up. I'm not coming because I'm alcoholic. They're not allowed.
They're not allowed to
make an excuse.
Yeah, it's just more fucking woke bullshit. It makes me really wonder how the fuck we got to 2021 without all this shit going on. And somebody's actually getting paid a fortune to do this.
Oh, well done.
To work this out. Fucking unbelievable. Broadcasters, players and pundits who stay silent over Qatar. I'm right, isn't that Qatar?
I don't know how you spell it.
Q-A-T-A-R.
Qatar.
I'm not bothered, to be fair. I really couldn't be fucking bothered with this World Cup next year.
No.
Because, well, this is what it's about. It's because of the tyrannic, homophobic regime. There's Gary Lineker. He wore a ribbon supporting GLT. LGBT. I've only four fucking letters.
And you can't spell it.
And I can't fucking spell it. He does all that, wearing that. They're all going on. They're all fucking... All these fucking pundits and that, they're all preaching this and preaching that. Yeah, when it comes to the World Cup, they'll all be there, earning the big fucking paychecks, not giving a fuck about all those who have died building these fucking stadiums and all the fucking beheadings and the fucking way homosexuals and everybody's being abused. Yeah, they'll all be there, giving it, oh, look at us, glorious weather, what a stadium, all great, God, great this, fucking, oh, just a bunch of fucking wankers. I fucking hate a lot of them. I mean, people are saying, are you doing it for fuck's sake?
You've really gone off it now.
I've really, really gone off football. I just cannot, honestly, it's got fuck all to do with Leicester being in the lower half of the league.
In fact, I've not heard you mention football at all.
Well,
I'm
fucking fed up with them. They're all overpaid fucking idiots now. I think that what did it is the fact that Jack Grealish went for 100 million. Now, I'm not having a go at Jack Grealish at all, one fucking bit, because when all said and done, he's a lad out there to earn money, and I applaud him for that. But when the country or the world has just had the last 2 years that it's had, and we're paying out £100 million for a footballer who he's gone God knows how much, you've got Messi leaving Barcelona because of the Barcelona can't afford to pay his wages, and it's all and then
they don't live in the same world, do they?
They don't live in the same world, and I'm fucking fed up, Will. I am absolutely fucking fed up with every team. It's not just Man City or, you know, and out of it all, this is going to sound so fucking stupid. I'm glad Newcastle have got an owner that's worth 230 billion, right? Because he's going to just come in and Newcastle will win the league, they'll win this, they'll win that. And it will kill football. Mm. It will literally kill football.
Yeah. It's just whoever can pay the highest price. Yeah, it's not about the sport anymore,
no,
is it?
I've got absolutely no interest in going down the King Power. Do you know what? I'd rather stay around my local villages, pop over and see Quorn, go and see Salby, go and see Barra, Loughborough, pop over to Shepshed. I'm just... And see some local football. Believe it then, there's silly money in local football.
Yeah.
There's absolutely silly money in local football, and it's just absolutely ruining the game. But it winds me up because they preach all this shit to us, right? These fucking commentators. They preach all this to us, but they never fucking follow what they preach.
No.
They never fucking do it. And I suppose in one way it's just human instinct to do what you do, isn't it? It's Gary Lineker, millionaire, fucking millionaire. Who made him a millionaire?
We did.
We did, by paying him stupid fucking money for TV licences.
And then he sits there on his iOS, yeah, preaching to all of us, telling us what we should,
exactly,
and shouldn't be doing.
People say to you, oh, I never thought I'd hear a Leicester fan saying they don't like Gary Lineker. It's because he's a cock. He's a fucking cock.
Yeah.
He's a complete fucking cock.
Was he always like that when he was younger?
Do you know what? He always had this look about... Apparently he shit on the pitch once.
Dirty bastard.
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, I don't know. It's just some fucking bullshit. But,
Does Gary Lineker even shit? He doesn't look like the sort that would shit.
Scoring goals is great, but not at the expense of human rights. Match of the Day host Gary Lineker declined to say if he will be speaking out. He declined to say. Why don't you just say, yeah, I'll tell you what, it's fucking wrong what they're doing out there to slaves, cheap labour, and the homosexual people.
He's quick to tell us what we're doing.
Well, he fucking is, isn't he? He's all very quick to us. You know, Peter Tatchell and he's on there. I like Peter Tatchell as well, to be fair. I used to think he was a cock, but now he's not. I changed my opinion on him. David Beckham, he signed a £10 million deal to be the face of the World Cup. He also hasn't commented. Now, I love Bex. He was the kind of player that, even when he was injured, he'd still turn up and play for England.
Mm.
But now he's signed this. £10 million to David Beckham. Why does he need 10 fucking million?
Yeah, it's nothing to him, is it?
It's absolutely fucking nothing. And he's gone and signed a deal to be the face of the World Cup. I'll be the face of the World Cup where they treat people like fucking that bit of shit that goes in the shoe. You know, where you've got the heel and it goes like that.
Yeah.
I'll treat people like that and I'll support that. It's fucking wrong. It's just so wrong. Emmerdale, they're serving up a climatic style thriller that will make Deliverance meet look like Deliverance meets The Shining. Why? We live in a village. We've never had a fucking plane crash on us. We've never had a train track come through. Although we did, though, didn't we?
We did have a train.
We've had train stuff, didn't we? It's all just bollocks. Why can't we go back to the old days of Percy?
Percy Sugden.
Wilmot Brown, not Wilmot Brown, here in fucking EastEnders.
Oh no, Back to the Future, that were Emmett Brown.
Elliot Brown, yeah. Emmett Brown. Alright, but why can't they just do normal life?
I don't know.
Why don't somebody invent a fucking soap of YouTubers? That'd be fucking brilliant. Where
normal life is so far removed from what we're living today.
Yeah.
It'd be a refreshing change to see it.
Yeah, it would. It would be normal.
Dan and Ange.
Dan and Ange, getting divorced. Hey, Orange, Merry Christmas. So, it's just there. All these twatty soaps, just write a normal soap.
Well, do you know, one of the reasons, because I've never really been a big one to watch the soaps or anything, but why I stopped watching them, because they're so bloody depressing.
They are depressing.
Coronation Street's depressing. EastEnders, I never liked EastEnders,
nah.
But I always thought it was a bit depressing. We just want a bit of light relief. When you come home from work, you just want to switch off for a bit.
We used to watch Call the Midwife, didn't we?
Oh, God,
we used to watch it. The first three series were really, really good. We loved them, didn't
they? They were like Feel Good and...
Yeah, and then all of a sudden we got like flamidomide babies being put on a fucking windshield.
To die.
What? It's just fucking...
It might be true.
It might be true.
Down
the throat. No, I'm fed up with it. Just give us light-hearted entertainment. People, please put in the comments down below. Do you want light-hearted entertainment? Because that's what I fucking want.
Well, I quite like Grantchester, you know.
Love Grantchester.
Yeah, but it does tackle serious problems, but it doesn't make you feel depressed.
They've got, whoever writes Grantchester...
Oh, he's dead, isn't he?
Yeah, but I mean, whoever writes the script...
Oh, the TV series,
The script of Grantchester have done it really well, because Leonard... The church curate,
yeah,
is a homosexual, right? And this was back in mid-50s, set in the mid-50s.
50s, 60s, isn't it?
When homosexuality was illegal. Anyway, he's been found out, and he's gone to court, and he's gone to prison, and he's got 6 months.
Mm.
And like, although it is a feel bad thing, it's like...
Oh, it is a bad thing, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, Leonard.
But it just makes you realise how much things have changed now.
Yeah, because to be locked up for being in love with another man, or, well, I don't think they ever locked
anyone. They don't even bloody lock you up if you rape somebody now, do they?
Doesn't seem to. To be in love with another man back in the 50s and then get locked up for it, and, you know, it's just fucking unbelievable. You don't realise how far that... things have come. Now, I'm not saying that being gay or that is easy nowadays, but it's a damn sight easier than in Grantchester.
Yeah, I mean, even in my lifetime, it's changed massively.
Yeah.
We've
got gay mates, haven't we?
Yeah.
You know, and people say, oh, you've got gay mates, well done. No, but what we're saying is, we accept what they are, what their life is.
To be quite honest, it makes no difference to me whatsoever.
No.
As long as somebody loves you and you've got...
Yeah.
You can love somebody else, then I can't think of anything better. No. There's nothing...
Yeah.
Who cares?
Who fucking cares? I don't give a fuck.
I don't.
As long as you don't come round here poncing around in a fucking... in one of those little bikini things like that, shoving his cock in my face, I'm not bothered.
No.
Leave it! And drink your fucking tea. Fucking idiot. Come round here for tea and biscuits. Don't get that out. Yeah, so it just fucking amazes me how it goes on. Sugar is the main vice for more than a fifth of Brits. A study found over a quarter believed an addict to sweet drinks worsened in the... Hold on, that's all right though, isn't it? Because if a fifth of Brits' main vice is sugar, they can go and work for the BBC. Because then that way their blood sugars will never drop and we won't have the Third Reich coming back, or the Fourth Reich.
No, it's just... If that's the worst vice, then I think we haven't got a lot to worry about.
No. Firms have lost faith in exams such as GCSEs. Didn't Rodney have one of them?
A GCSE.
Yeah, I think he did, didn't he?
No, he had a CSE, didn't he? Because Rodney's about our age, and we had O levels and CSEs, didn't we?
Oh, fuck knows. I don't even know what my exams were. I don't even know what I fucking got in my exams. I never went and picked them up. When I used to apply for a job, I just made them up.
Yeah.
And nobody ever fucking checks them. Nobody. Well, they didn't back in the fucking 80s.
Well, let's be honest, nobody understands them.
Oh, no.
I mean, Ginge came home to me, well, not home, because she hadn't been in college, because it was all online, wasn't it? But she was telling me what she got, and I was like, hey?
She was saying, like, she got an E or an or whatever it were.
Oh, and you failed then.
Yeah, you failed. She goes, no, that's the top one. I went, no, it ain't. It's the other way around. And no, they've swapped it all around that in the fucking 80s, in the 90s or whenever. Have they?
Yeah.
Just goes to show how much of an interest I took in her education. So these firms have lost interest in GCSEs due to inflated grades, with one in seven ignoring qualifications when hiring staff. Well, we've said this, ain't we?
Well, I always think that that's based on an exam.
Yeah.
One day.
Yeah.
One day.
Well, one day over a year, isn't it? It's the you.
It's what you've learned during that year. But to me, an exam, all that means... Well, it certainly was when I was at school, was that you've got a good memory, you've memorised stuff.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that you have the ability to think
and work
out. May as
well put you on the generation game then, aren't
they?
Yeah. Because it's like driving, isn't it? They say passing your test is the easy bit.
Yeah, you don't learn to drive until you're out on the road on
your own. And somebody's giving you the finger because you've just cut them up and you didn't realise because you were too busy trying to find a fucking track you like on fucking on your phone. Obviously, people do not do that. On the survey based on businesses, 75% had to give new staff lessons give new staff lessons in basics of writing and maths.
Oh, shocking.
I can believe that.
That is absolute. Yeah, but people don't actually write anything anymore, do they?
No.
It's all text speak.
Yeah, it is all text speak. It's just a fucking joke.
Sure, we need to go back to teaching the three R's.
Yeah.
That's it.
So, yeah. Matt Lucas says he was abused by northern people who screamed homophobic obscenities at him after getting his phone number. Why do you want to do that? Why do you want to just fucking abuse somebody? It fucking amazes me.
Yeah, we get it on YouTube, don't we?
Being
vile,
saying. Yeah, it is. Oh, fucking, that one when somebody says, I hope you die of cancer, and I just went, that's a fucking lazy effort. If you're going to have a go at me, put some effort into it, you fucking twat. Road jamming Tarquins are trying to recruit working class eco-warriors to shake off their middle class crusty image. An Insulate Britain meeting infiltrated by investigators heard activist Dr. Larch Maxey say they need to appeal to people in traditional red wall areas to further their aims. So in other words, just want people who have got nothing better to do to just go and sit on the roads and fucking superglue their hands together and fuck everybody off. You are not going to get Insulate Britain. You are not going to get the public on your side by fucking them off.
Well,
I'm...
Yeah, people
just ate it.
Yeah, I love it.
But can we shut up about them? I think they get too much coverage anyway.
Yeah, they do.
We need to stop talking about them. No other protests ever hit the headlines.
No.
Ever.
All them riots in, not riots, the protests in Rome the other day, they've not made the fucking mainstream media.
No, in fact, they're quite off in Australia. Yeah. I know that a bit of that's creepy.
Yeah, but the media are more than happy to keep banging on about these fucking idiots. What we need to do, you know what?
It's a case in point, isn't it? It's the narrative that the media want to promote.
It's the, what the media want to promote. They don't want to promote everything. What really needs to happen, and I'm not encouraging anybody to do this, but when they're all lined up on the road with their hands fucking super glued to the fucking floor, you walk up and you just go donk, 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 donk with a cricket bat, right? Now when they get back and they go like this, you go donk, 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 donk all the way down the next one.
It's not whack-a-mole.
It is whack-a-mole, isn't it? Or whack-a-twat. They want to... we know these voters are of Boris's weak spots. They want to shake that off. They want... it just fucking amazes me. I don't understand how they seem to think they've got the importance to just go and block roads. If you want to go and cause... If you want to go and protest, right? Go and protest outside... MPs' houses. Go and protest outside their house so when they come out you can sit there.
Or what about China?
Yeah, fuck off to China. I'll be more than willing. Let's set up a fucking GoFundMe and let's fuck you all off to China where you can quite happily go and fucking sit there in the road. Because I'll tell you what they'll do in China, they'll get a great twatting tank and fucking run over you. You fucking idiots. And somebody left a message for me the other day about this interstate Britain, and I can't fucking find it on my bloody thingy because I was going to get back in touch with him. But the thing is, the weak spot is that they want to go for these weak spots, but these people that they're aiming for are people who haven't got the ability to think for themselves. They haven't got the ability to say, no, fuck you, I'm not doing it. They're looking for the people who are weak, who want to be part of something, who don't want to offend, they don't want to be told the truth, they just want to think they're doing something because it's fashionable to go and sit on the fucking road. Oh, fucking, I tell you what. I honestly don't understand how somebody hasn't done somebody in at the moment, because it will happen. One day they will come up against a fucking white van man, or a blue van man, or a red van man, or whatever colour the van is, who will snap, who has got something really important to do. And I mean important. They're saving the world's important. Somebody will fucking snap one day, and when they snap, and somebody gets a kick in, it's Boris's fault. Yeah. It's all Boris. Anything that goes...
Because at the moment, people are on the edge.
They are. You know,
they're simmering. You've got all this talk about vaccine passports and... restricting Christmas and local lockdowns and all that sort of stuff, and people are on the edge. Yeah. I don't think people can take too much.
No, I don't. I don't think they can. I don't think they can at all either, sweetheart. It's great to see Kenny Everett video show back on TV in the late 70s. It was the funniest thing on the box. Who can forget classic characters such as Cupid Stunt, Gizzard Puke, The Punk, and of course the very generous Hot Gossip Trio. Troop. What the fuck, I can't read. Nobody give me a fucking job. Good job, I'm self-employed. I might even sack myself. I tried to phone in sick the other day, but she won't believe me. I like Kenny Everett. I don't know whether he'd be on mainstream TV now, would he?
Well, how are they bringing it back?
Then I suppose it's on.
In today's woke society, how the hell are we going to bring Kenny Everett back?
I think, I don't know. Surely they're not putting him on. I don't know. Don't say what channel.
Whatever, wherever he is, I'm going to watch him.
It's Ozzy in London. It's Sharon. Oh, the Prince of fucking Darkness. Don't need bubbles. Yeah, fucking brilliant. Live maggots are once again being used to clean wounds by the NHS. You see that? I nearly said that like Hannibal Lecter all the way to the FBI. Yeah, they're bringing back maggots. what? I don't even know why they're bringing them back, because apparently they're in the fucking hospitals anyway, aren't they? Because, like, they're just... Apparently maggots and that, it's a dirty place. isn't it?
Maggots clean up though, don't
they? Yeah, they do clean up after themselves. The treatment, which involves applying sterilised fly lime. Sterilised fly lime? What the fuck? What, they don't wash it with bleach?
Yeah, but they've not been flying around shit.
Yeah, they've not been. they're in a larvae. They've not been flying at all, have they? Larvae to injuries to eat dead tissue, which. Dead tissue was commonly used in the early 20th century, but was phased out from the 1940s in favour of antibiotics. Now, antibiotics are shit. This should be the last resort because
they don't work.
They don't work.
You get resistance from
it. I think I've only had antibiotics twice in my life.
Yeah.
I had them when I broke my leg and I got my leg infected.
Oh yeah, the doctor gave them when you've got COVID.
Oh, gave them when
you've
got COVID.
In case you've
yeah,
got,
but it's not fucking done, are they? That's fucking load of shit. So I'm not a fan of antibiotics, and I'm not a big fan of these doctors who say, "Oh, somebody goes, I've got a cough, right, antibiotics."
Well, this is what's happening now at the minute, isn't it? With people not getting
yeah, we've got no
face to face doctors appointments. They're just saying, how can they know what's the matter with somebody over the phone? They can't.
No, they don't. They don't know, do they?
Obviously, they only know what you're telling them.
Yeah, I read the other day that you should have at least 20 minutes a day kissing wife.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
No.
Well, what's that do?
Loads. Professor Yamini Nigam, Nigam. Either way, innit? Anyway, from Swansea. Really? said maggots are viewed as an agent of decay, when in fact they're brilliant creatures. I agree. I've got this thing where everything in this world has its purpose, has its use. Everybody has got a part to play in this world, including flies. Yeah?
Yeah.
And people.
Well, it's all part of the food chain.
Well, it's part of the food chain, and it's also part of the way we all exist together. Everybody should be doing something for the world, for your environment, for your area, for your whatever. You should all, you know, instead of just sitting there watching fucking morning TV. Mm. You know, we've all got a part to play.
Yeah, of course.
So, you know, even Unky Steve, I mean, all right, Unky Steve's in his fucking 70s or something now, isn't it? Excuse me. And he used to do like a magazine programme for the blind, you know, so Steve was doing his bit. And Sue.
Yeah.
You know, it's all part of the domino effect of I'll help you if you help me.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it is. It is.
So anyway, they're going to bring maggots back. Right, which now rears maggots from green bottle blowflies, which sells 9,000 bio bags containing the insects to the NHS every year. The bags, which contain some 400 live maggots and cost up to £300 each, are placed on wounds such as diabetic ulcers, that refused to heal with antibiotics. Maggot treatment was used commonly on soldiers' wounds in WW1.
Yeah.
We thought, all right, Junie baby has got to go to work. What are you doing? You got to sneak by on the floor?
No, I've got a couple of minutes.
She's got a couple of minutes. Half the world would need glasses in 30 years because young people staring at screens. A study of Angela Ruskin University, Cambridge, found rising short-sightedness is due to excessive tech work.
Well, did you really? Excited.
Yeah. Did you really need to do a fucking study on that? If kids and everybody are watching games, playing FIFA, fucking.
Well, I always thought that was a bit of an old wives' tale. Cause my mum used to say that to me.
If you keep wanking, you'll go blind.
If you sit too close to the telly, and if you read too much, you'll go blind. And my optician actually said there is some truth in that.
Mm. You work
because
your
eyes get lazy. You're not focusing on distance. You're focusing close up, so your eye gets lazy.
Yeah. Oh, I can believe that. My eyesight went more when I was at Alphagary in Melton.
Yeah, but you're long-sighted, didn't you? You can't see close up.
Oh,
I can't see close up or far away, and I've got a detached retina.
Oh yeah. So, no, I didn't hit her. She stuck her head through the wall.
So I'm knackered.
Yeah, knackered. Still, Stan Collymore is going to... He's desperate to breathe life back into the southern, into South End after the National League crew, national crisis. There, he's gone there. Right, what else have we got? I think we're nearly done there, Judy Baby. I've got a problem here. I like reading Just Jane. My stepfather is extremely difficult. He's an extremely difficult man. I tried to speak to him, but he makes no attempt at conversation. I've tried everything to please him, from baking cakes to ironing his clothes, but my brother says we have to accept that he's a miserable old bastard who simply isn't fucking interested. I'm 25. Don't know what your age is going to do with it, love. How do I make him like me?
Don't.
There's two options with this, love. You either leave it or you wank him off. Or three.
No. Just, if you don't like him, you don't like him.
Perhaps that's just the way
he is. You're a twat.
Yeah, perhaps you're the twat. Perhaps he don't fucking like you. Perhaps he can't be doing with a 25-year-old still living in his house. Perhaps he wants to walk around the house with no clothes on. I know I do. Dada, when Ginger ain't here, I'm quite happy to just walk around, just whatever.
You are?
I fucking do, don't I? So perhaps it's because you are living in his house and he's thinking you're 25, fuck off. That's what I think. I'm better than Jane. What does Jane say? The man sounds deeply unhappy. It could be that he feels resentful and angry, or that he suffers from stress or even depression. Oh, for fuck's sake. No. I'm a miserable bastard, right? I take pride in it. I'm 53, and it's one of little life's luxuries to be who you want to be and not be something that you're supposed to be. So... Jane, you're talking shit. He's probably not depressed. He's probably very happy, or he's just pissed off that somebody's living in his fucking house. Rent free. Oh, Lewis Hamilton, he's fucking moaning, isn't he? Lewis Hamilton's moaning because it's actually getting hard for him now. He hasn't won the fucking title with about 18 races to fucking go. He's actually having to work for it. He had a moan about the, he had to come in and get some tyres or something, and he moaned like fuck. If he wins next week, he'll be there on his little radio. Oh, you guys are brilliant, you're the best, thank you, you've all been tremendous. But this week, no, you're all a bunch of fucking wankers, and I'm going to Ferrari. Fucking idiots. Oh, this is another one. Preaches everything, mighty ass little shit. That he is. England are playing tomorrow night. Not really interested, to be fair. Tyson Fury. Yeah, well done to Tyson. Right, so that's that done. I hope you've enjoyed our little flick through the papers. I do enjoy doing them. It does give me a bit of fun. Light-hearted relief. And it's good to know that a lot of people out there do tend to agree with us on our opinions. So, right, I'm going to get this uploaded so you'll see it in